Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The County 10 podcast is made possible by the Wyoming Department of Transportation. They remind you to never drink and drive. Come up with a game plan if you're going out with friends. DUIs could cost you financially, a job, or even worse, could cost you or someone else their life. Never drink and drive. County 10 podcast also brought to you by Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique at 258 Main Street, downtown Lander. Janet and the crew have new lines of winter clothes and special discounts on troll bead jewelry. Stop in and see them next time you're in downtown Lander. And the show made possible by our friends at Elevate Rehab Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy. They've got the only certified hand therapists in Lander. Dr. Ryan Flatt and Dr. Stephen Elmer will treat conditions affecting the entire body. Elevate Rehab Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy.
This is the County 10 Podcast from the Porter's 10Cast Studio. Here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Monday, February 17th, from the Porter's 10Cast Studio. I'm Jared Anderson. This is the County 10 Podcast. 42 participants braved the icy cold and took the bath in the annual Jackalope Jump for Special Olympics this weekend.
Okay, let's give it up.
Participants braved the icy cold water and outdoor temperatures Saturday in front of Riverton City Hall. Each participant raised at least $100 for Special Olympics Wyoming. Event organizer Lori Sanders told us they raised $6,300, which significantly surpassed the amount raised last year. Lewis Fancher was recognized for the athlete who raised the most money. Elena Sanders was the individual who raised the most. And Team Riverton Bartenders awarded for the team that raised the most money. Team First Responders won the largest team award, and Team Coyote Ugly won the best team costume award. Find a photo of those costumes and a time-lapse video of the jumps at county10.com. Wyoming travel was significantly impacted by winter conditions this weekend. The vast majority of Interstate 80 was shut down through the last 72 hours, opening for brief periods in certain stretches. Conditions were poor in the western part of the state Saturday. That caused a closure for winter conditions from about Evanston to Rawlins. And what's called a rolling closure occurred to prevent parking issues from about Rawlins to Cheyenne. The opposite was true Sunday into Monday morning. Winter conditions hit the Laramie and Cheyenne areas. Then a rolling closure went into place for western Wyoming. Many truck drivers reported difficulty parking. The parking areas designated for truckers were closed by the Wyoming Department of Transportation because of overcrowding. Fremont County had a few travel restrictions on Monday, including a no unnecessary travel warning through the Wind River Canyon and South Pass. Other area roadways reported slick conditions, limited visibility, and blowing snow. WyoRoad.info always has more travel details. The Riverton Police Department will announce the hiring of new officers on Tuesday night at the Riverton City Council meeting. Police Chief Eric Murphy expected to perform the oath of office and introduce the new members to the Riverton Police Department squad. Riverton City Council will also discuss the renewal applications for 34 different liquor licenses. 22 are retail licenses, 2 are club liquor license applications, 8 for restaurant license applications, and 2 bar and grill applications. The full agenda for the Riverton City Council meeting Tuesday night is up at county10.com. As always, that meeting will be streaming on the City of Riverton's YouTube page. This January marked 25 years since the reintroduction of the gray wolf at Yellowstone National Park. In 1995, 8 wolves relocated from Alberta, Canada, were brought to Yellowstone and the first pack in the park since 1925. 2 years later, by the end of 1996, that group of 8 grew to 31 wolves in the park. It was a controversial move in 1995, and 25 years later, the controversy remains. Dan Thompson, Wyoming Game and Fish large carnivore supervisor, tells us more.
If, at least with everything I've worked with, nothing is as polarized as it is with wolves. Pure idolatry to pure hatred, and not a lot in between. There's some, but it's very polarized when it comes to wolves, and so We try to work in the middle, of course. You know, we rely on the facts and the data that we collect and what we know about the animal and honest about what we don't know. And so we try to do the best with the data we collect.
And Thompson explained that the wolf population takes a lot more management from the Wyoming Game and Fish than other large carnivores.
You know, on a day-to-day basis for wolves, it's unique that, of course, we've kind of yo-yoed between federal protection and state management and back and forth and court cases later and millions of dollars given to NGOs later that we're managing the wolf. And so we're still in an oversight period. And so we have to monitor them more heavily than we would other populations. I mean, grizzly bears is another instance. You know, we got a lot of collars on grizzly bears. We got a lot of collars on wolves. I hope that's not something in perpetuity, but that right now, that's our go-to method for understanding wolves. And so we try to collar in each pack in the northwest part of the state.
You can find a complete interview with Dan Thompson from the latest episode of Radcast Outdoors on the 10Cast Network. You can also find a few more details about how the Wyoming Game and Fish is working with gray wolves in 2020 at county10.com. If you've got a closet full of gently used shoes, a couple organizations in Fremont County could use them. With more details, here's County10.com reporter Amanda Faring.
Riverton Seroptimus International has partnered again this year with the Girl Scouts to implement the Ultimate Reduce, Recycle, Reuse project. Members are asking Fremont County residents to spring clean their closet and bring any new or gently used shoes to the collection box. All shoes are needed, men's, women's, and children. They'll then be banded, bagged, and sold to Funds to Orgs, a Florida-based nonprofit. Funds raised will be collected by Seroptimus International for their Fremont County programs. Collection boxes are located at The Print Shop, Riverton Chamber of Commerce, Wyoming Community Bank, both Riverton and Lander, Riverton Senior Center, Burns Insurance in Lander, the BPOE Elks Lodge, and Fremont County School District No. 25 Administration Office.
This new format of the County 10 podcast will be available Monday through Friday at county10.com. You'll also get some of the extended conversations that you've come to know from the County 10 podcast over the last few months. Some of them will be from me, Jared Anderson, and some will be from some brand new hosts we'll introduce you to. The show is always available anytime on your smart speaker, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, a variety of other podcast apps, and of course at 10cast.county10.com. County 10 Podcast made possible by the Shoshone Rose Casino and Hotel. Great rooms just outside of Lander if you're looking for somewhere in Fremont County to stay. 24-hour-a-day gaming fun. Dekagahi Restaurant's a delicious option for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They're open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Shoshone Rose Casino and Hotel. And the show's made possible by Rendezvous Dental. Dr. Crane and Dr. Sackett work hard every day to bring you the latest state-of-the-art techniques and technology. Book an appointment now. They're accepting new patients. They're at 312 North 8th West in Riverton. That's Rendezvous Dental.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.